My dear sisters and brothers,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
let us open our hearts to the Holy Spirit. God's own light should enter into us to understand God's word. What happened on the day of Pentecost should happen to us. The Spirit of God descended upon Mother Mary and the Apostles. That's when Simon Peter was able to interpret the Word of God. When Jesus had spoken to them, they had not understood the whole meaning of the Word of God. It was when the Holy Spirit came upon them that they realized the full meaning of God's Word. It is this Spirit of God that we are waiting to enter into us. Let's keep our hands open in front of us. Let us open our hearts to the Spirit of God. That God's own light may enter into us. The Lord has a very special message to collect heart of Mother Mary. Yesterday we celebrated the feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Both these feasts come together one after the other. There is a reason for this. The Immaculate Heart of Mother Mary was perfectly patterned on the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Our hearts, the hearts of every one of us, are to be patterned on the heart of Jesus. Remember, Jesus said, "Learn from me, because I am meek and humble of heart." All of us need to learn from Jesus, and our hearts are to be patterned on the heart of Jesus. But Mother Mary's heart was patterned most perfectly on the heart of her Son, Jesus Christ. Therefore, the heart of Mother Mary, the Immaculate Heart of Mother Mary, reflects the rays of the heart of Jesus. The Gospels tell us that these rays coming from the heart of Jesus are reflected in the heart of Mother Mary in two ways. The heart of Jesus was always united with the Father. On entering the world, Jesus said, the Son of God said, "Here I come to do your will, O God." This was the one concern, the only concern of Jesus.
嘅一个嘅关心嘅事。
To do the Father's will on this earth.
就系喺世上完成天父嘅旨意。
Remember, Jesus said, "My food is to do the will of my Father."
记唔记得耶稣讲过，我嘅食粮就系圣行天父嘅旨意。
That is the most joyful thing for Jesus.
呢一样为耶稣系最喜乐嘅事。
To do the will of the Father.
就系圣行父亲天父嘅旨意。
He was always committed for that.
佢时时都系遵行嘅。
And therefore Jesus said, "I speak only what I hear. My Father speaks to me."
所以耶稣话，我只会系讲天父同我讲嘅事。
I do everything that I see my Father doing.
我做一切都系天父做紧嘅事。
The will of the Father, the word of the Father, the works of the Father, Jesus was committed to all that.
耶稣是完全执行天父的旨意，天父的圣言，他的每一句说话。
We find this in Mother Mary as well.
我们同样在圣母玛利亚身上找到。
Mother Mary said, "Here am I, your handmaid, let it be done to me according to your word."
圣母她都说，看你的婢女，按照你的说话成就于我身上。
This was the one desire, the one longing, the one commitment of the heart of Mother Mary.
这个是圣母她的无玷圣心里面唯一的渴求、等待和做的。
Always to do the will of Jesus.
时时都是去圣行耶稣的旨意。
She had no will of her own.
她没有自己的私意。
Her will was perfectly patterned on the will of her son.
她自己的旨意就是正正一模一样，好像耶稣的旨意。
There's a reason for this.
都有一个原因的。
Because her heart was immaculate.
因为她的心是无玷的。
She was born without sin.
他诞生是没有带着原罪的。
A privilege that was given to Mother Mary.
这个是给了圣母的一个优越。
All of us are born with the original sin.
我们人人都在原罪之下出生。
Original sin coming down to us from Adam.
我们的原罪都是从亚当承受的。
Adam and Eve, the first parents,rejected and rebelled against God.
亚当同埋厄娃，佢拒绝咗天主，背叛咗天主。
Because of their sinful rebellion against God, their sin comes down to us.
就系因为佢哋对天主呢份嘅叛逆，呢个罪就降到我哋身上。
But Mother Mary was an exception.
不过咧，圣母咧就系一个例外。
Why was she an exception?
为什么她有这份例外呢?
The exception was granted to her because from her, the Son of God had to take flesh.
她得到这份的豁免呢，是因为天主子将要从她那里孕育。
The flesh the Son of God takes should be a sinless flesh.
所以天主子降生成人必须要经由一个完美的。
And so she was immaculate.Born without sin.
所以他就是无玷污的，无原罪之下诞生的。
And English poet Wordsworth said, "The solitary boast of a tainted nature."
而一个英国的诗人呢，就讲了，一个禁受尊崇的灵魂。
The only person
唯一
Who was given that privilege.
唯一獲得這一份的優越。
Because of this, her will was always united with the will of God.
就因為這樣的原因，她心中的旨意時時都是跟天主結合的。
And that's why there's a beautiful event in the Gospels.
所以福音裡面就出現了這份美麗的事。
Mother Mary andThe family members, her cousins, came to see Jesus, and when Jesus was preaching.
就是当其时当耶稣在这宣讲福音的时候，圣母就跟她的表姐一起来了。
There was a large crowd.
当时有一大群众。
And they could not come near Jesus.
他们没办法能够去到耶稣身边。
Someone went and told Jesus.
于是有人就跑去跟耶稣说，
That his mother was waiting for him.
你妈妈在等着你。
At that time, Jesus said a beautiful word.
当其时耶稣就讲了一句美丽的词，
Who is my mother?
谁是我母亲？
Who are my brothers?
谁是我的兄弟？
My mother is the one who hears the voice of God and does the will of God.
我的母亲就是那个听了天主的说话而又奉行他的旨意。
Apparently it looks like Jesus is rejecting his mother.
明显看到，咦，耶稣是不是拒绝他妈妈呢？
But that's the wrong interpretation.
不过这个是错误的演绎。
What did Jesus say?
耶稣讲了什么呢？到底
Who is my mother?
谁是我母亲？
Jesus was telling the crowd a description about his mother.
耶稣讲对群众讲紧啊，怎样形容我的母亲？
Mary became his motherNot the normal way.
圣母玛利亚成为她的母亲都不是从这个正常途径。
Her motherhood was given a great glory by Jesus.
她这份的母亲性是给了耶稣给了她一份很大的荣耀。
She became my mother because she obeyed the word of God and she listened to the word of GodShe obeyed the word of God.
她之所以成为我母亲，因为她听了天主的说话，而又服从她的说话。
That's a glory that Jesus gave to her mother.
这个是耶稣给了她妈妈的一份很大的光荣。
And that's what Mother Mary was all the time.
所以圣母玛利亚时时刻刻呢，
waiting for God's voice.Waiting to do God's will.
是期待着天主的说话，同埋等待去成行祂的旨意。
And that's what she did when the message was given to her.
就是正当她得到这份信息的时候，她所做的。
So the first ray that reflects the sacred heart of Jesus is the ray of total commitment to God.
所以第一个透射出耶稣圣心的光芒，就是怎样完全去遵行执行天主所讲的。
She was committed to God in such a way no other human being was committed.
她是完全这样委身给天主，而是没有其他受造物可以做到的。
Because she had no sin in her.
因为在她之内并没有任何的罪污。
A second ray ofthe sacred heart of Jesus that was reflected by Mother Mary's heart.
另一个透过圣母圣心能够透射出耶稣圣心的光芒。
Jesus came to die for us.
耶稣来为我们而死。
That was the purpose of the incarnation.
这个是道成肉身的目标。
He was born in order to die.
他出生就本来是为了死亡。
To die that we may live forever.
他的死亡好使我们能够永生。
That's a commitment Jesus took from the Father.
这个也是耶稣从天父那里得到委身要做的。
John chapter 3 verse 16.
约翰福音第三章的十六节。
God so loved the world.
天主竟这样爱了世界。
That he sent his only son.
他派遣了他唯一的独生子。
That those who believe in him.Do not perish.
使凡信祂的永不丧亡。
That's a commitment that Jesus had taken from the Father.
这个也是耶稣从天父那里获得的委任。
That everyone who believes in him would be saved.
凡信祂的人都会获得拯救。
No one would perish.
没人会丧亡。
And therefore Jesus said,
所以耶稣就说了，
In John chapter 10 verse 18,
在约翰福音第十章第十八节，
This is my commitment.
这个就是我承诺的。
I offer my life for my sheep.
我为我个羊舍掉我嘅性命。
No one snatches my life away from me。
冇人拎走我嘅生命。
I willingly offer my life。
系我甘心情愿舍掉佢。
I willingly offer my life for the salvation of my sheep。
我甘心情愿为我嘅羊嘅救恩而舍掉。
Love to the ultimate extent。
爱系可以咁到底嘅。
So much of love in the heart of Jesus for you and for me。For every one of the human race.
耶稣的这份爱为你为我为全人类。
And the words of Jesus are very clear.
耶稣讲的说话很清楚。
How much he cared for us.
他是多么关心我们。
I am the good shepherd, he said.
他说我是善牧。
What does the good shepherd do?
善牧做什么？
The good shepherd goes in search of the lost sheep.
善牧是去寻找这个迷失的羊。
In the moments when we are lost and wounded, our shepherd is always there after us.
每次我们迷失或者受损伤的时候，善牧就已经准备好来找我们。
To bind up our wounds.
去包扎我们的伤口。
And to take us home.
带我们回家。
And this is the way we are loved.
他就是这样爱了我们。
And that's what Jesus said.
就是耶稣他说。
His love for human race was exceptionally divine.
他对人类的爱是至圣的。
Loving every one of us to make sure that we are not lost.
爱着我们每一个，好使我们每一个都不会迷失。
This was the concern of Jesus all the time.
这个是耶稣时刻关心的。
And that's where the Lord is present in the Holy Eucharist.
也都是这样，主就是临在在这个圣体圣事。
In order that we may turn to Him and find our rest in Him.
让我们能够转向祂，在祂之内获得这个安息。
Come to me, Jesus said.
耶稣说你们来吧。
You who are tired and burdened.
你们烦劳苦负重担。
And I will give you rest, Jesus said.
耶稣说我会使你们得到安息。
In order to comfort us.
为了能够安慰我们。
In order to give us heavenly rest.
能够使我们获得天堂。
The Lord is always present in the Holy Eucharist.
上主永远都是临在于这个圣体里。
The sacred heart of Jesus is throbbing for us. In the Holy Eucharist.
耶稣圣心就在这个圣体里面时刻为我们跳动的心脏。
This is the ultimate love.
这个是最深层的爱。
Love to the greatest extent.
爱到底。
And this is what we experience in the Holy Eucharist in the Sacred Heart of Jesus.
这个也都是耶稣圣心这个圣体圣事里面我们经验。
And Mother Mary's heart is patterned on this love of Jesus.
耶稣圣母的心就是这样印在耶稣的爱里面。
She loves us as her son loves us.
她爱我们如同耶稣爱我们一样。
There's one event in the Bible that reveals this to us.
在圣经里面就有一件事情将这件事
提示。 The event of the marriage feast at Cana.
就是在加纳这个婚宴里面。
At Cana there was a problem.
在加纳出现了一个问题。
Wine jars became empty.
那些酒樽全部都。
And nobody knew where to turn to.
没人知道究竟去找哪个帮。
Everyone was upset.
人人都不知道怎么算了。
Mother Mary knew where to turn to.
而圣母玛利亚就知道应该找哪个。
She turned to Jesus.
她就转向耶稣。
They have no wine.
没酒了他们。
She turned the whole family to Jesus.
他将全家的人都转向耶稣。
Do what he tells you to.
他叫你们做什么你就照做。
Now there's a big question here.
现在这里就出现了一个大问题。
Jesus also was there.
耶稣都在那里。
And did not Jesus care for that family?
难道耶稣不关心这家人吗？
Did Mother Mary care for that family more than Jesus cared for that family?
是不是圣母玛利亚比耶稣更加关心这个家庭呢？
This question is asked because we do not know the relationship between Jesus and Mother Mary.
当我们不知道耶稣和圣母玛利亚之间的关系，我们就会问这个问题。
This is the son and the mother.
这个是讲紧个仔和妈妈。
The love of Mother Mary was the reflection of the love of Jesus.
是反射出耶稣的爱。
Ultimately, it is Jesus who would do the miracle to save that family.
最终是耶稣行这个奇迹去救这家庭。
That love flowed through Mother Mary to that family.
而这份爱就藉着圣母玛利亚流入这个家庭。
To give us a mother.
就是给一个妈妈给我们。
That was the concern of Jesus.
这个是耶稣所关心的。
And that's what Jesus did beneath the cross.
就是耶稣这样在十字架下做的。
Jesus was crucified.
耶稣被钉
He looked down
他垂视
And saw the mother
见到妈妈
And told John
然后就跟约望说了
Here is your mother
你的母亲
Why did Jesus say that?
为什么耶稣要这样说
Jesus wanted the mother to console the son
耶稣是想这个妈妈安慰一下孩
子 Jesus wants the mother to console every son, every daughter.
耶稣是想每一个母亲安慰他们每一个子女。
Jesus wants his love to flow through Mother Mary's heart to every one of us.
耶稣是想透过圣母玛利亚的心流出他自己的这份的关怀。
And Jesus wants all the needs of every son and every daughter to flow into him.
耶稣同样都希望每一个子女的关怀能够进入他。
And that is what happened at Cana.
这个就是在加纳出现的事。
That need of the family was brought to Jesus by the mother.
就是这个妈妈将这个家庭所需带到耶稣面前。
A mother is given to us.
赐给我们一位母亲。
The joy of having a mother will be felt most.By the orphans.
很多时对孤儿来讲呢，妈妈的爱呢是对他们最敏感的。
And God did not want us to be orphans.
天主并不想我们成为孤儿。
You know, there are some people who say we have Jesus.
有些人会说，哎，我有耶稣。
Then why do we need the mother?
做什么还要需要个母亲呢？
These people say such opinions because they do not know.The glory of a family.
这些人作出这样的评论，因为他们不知道家庭带出的荣耀。
None of us are individuals.
我们每一个都不会例外的。
Every one of us is born into a family.
人人都是诞生于家庭的。
God did not send us down on a rope from heaven to this earth.
天主不会透过一条绳吊了我们下来世界上。
God sent us down.To this world through the love of a father and mother.
天主就是透过一个爸爸一个妈妈的爱将我们送到世界上。
And we live as a family.
我们是以一个家庭这样生活。
Having a father.
有一个爸爸。
Having a mother.
有一个妈妈。
Having a brother.
有哥哥。
Having a sister.
有姐姐。
All united in the oneness of love.
所有一切都是从同一份爱出的。
Even our heavenly relationship will be like this.
将来我们天堂的这份关系都是一样的。
We have God the Father.
我们有天主父。
We have Jesus our Savior, our brother.
我们有耶稣，我们的救世主，我们的哥哥。
The Holy Spirit filling our hearts.
圣神充满我们的心。
We have a mother.
我们有一位妈妈。
We have our brothers and sisters.
有弟兄，有姊妹。
Our heavenly family.
这个是天堂的这份的家庭。
This is what the beauty of human life is.
这个也都是人类生命的优美之处。
None of us are separate, isolated islands and individuals.
每一个人呢是被孤立、被摒弃，一个会孤独或者一个人。
We experience love in the context of a family.
我们是透过一个家庭去经验爱。
And that's why Jesus wanted us to have a mother.
所以耶稣就是这样，想我们有一位母亲。
A mother to feel our needs.
这个妈妈会照顾我们需要的东西。
A mother to bring the needs of the children to him.
也就是这个妈妈会将小孩子需要的东西带到去耶稣那里。
Story is told of a little boy.
故事就发生在一个小孩子。
He came home fully wet.
他完全呢是湿晒咁翻屋企。
It was raining.
落雨啦。
He had not taken the umbrella.
又冇带遮喎嗰日。
and he was fully wet.
完全濕透。
And he came inside the house.
然就行入屋啦。
And the father shouted at him.
爸爸就大聲喝佢啦。
How can you go out in the rain like this?
你點可以咁樣走出啲雨度淋雨噶
？You should have known this is rainy season.
你應該知道而家係雨季噶。
You should have taken the umbrella with you.
你應該帶住把遮噶。
And then the elder brother came.
大哥哥就嚟啦。
And screamed at him.
鬧佢。
Tomorrow I will not take you to the school.
聽日我唔帶你翻學。
Because you will catch a cold now.
因為你而家一定會冷親啦。
I will also get that cold from you.
而我咧會俾你傳染。
And the sister came and accused him.
姐姐又嚟啦，同樣指控佢。
The sister said, "What a man you are!"
你係咩人嚟噶？
You should have known there is rain.
你應該知道落雨噶。
Even this morning, I told you if you go out, take an umbrella with you.
今朝我都仲提你出街記得帶遮。
And the mother came with a towel.
媽媽咧就拎住條毛巾嚟啦。
And said, "Stupid rain."
然後話你個蠢笨嘅雨水。
And began to wipe the head of the son.
然之後開始抹個仔嘅頭。
Now, the father left the boy.
爸爸就走咗啦。
The brother and sister also loved the boy.
爸爸同埋家姐哥哥都錫呢個細路仔嘅。
Everybody loved the boy.
人人都錫佢。
But the way love is expressed is in different ways.
不過咧，佢哋每個人表達嘅愛就好唔同啦。
Like a warning.
好似一個警告。
Like an exhortation.
好似讚賞。
But the way of the mother is different.
不過媽媽的表達就不同了。
A unique way of expressing love.
這個是表達愛的獨特方法。
And Jesus wanted us to have a mother like that.
耶穌就是想我們有一位這樣的媽媽。
To be always there for us.
時時都會支持我們。
A heavenly mother.
我們天堂的母親。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 My dear sisters and brothers,
我亲爱的姊妹弟兄
I was saying the heart of Mother Mary reflected two rays.
我刚才讲咗啦，圣母无点圣心透射出两个光芒
and continues to reflect for us these two rays.
而繼續仍然為我哋發射呢兩個光芒
，always leading us to Jesus，
時時都帶領我哋去到耶穌度
，always concerned about us，
時時都關心我哋
，always there for us，
時時都會喺身邊支持我哋
，and wherever the children cried， the mother appeared，
幾時仔女一喊咧，媽媽就出現啦。
We know of the many appearances of Mother Mary.
我哋知道聖母瑪利亞有好多唔同嘅。
Always to show how concerned the mother is for us.
時時都好關心媽媽係幾咁關懷我哋。
It is this mother who taught the apostles how to wait and pray for the Holy Spirit.
亦都係呢位媽媽教咗中途點樣靜待祈禱聖神。
When in the book of Acts of the Apostles, we are told of the Pentecost experience, the mother's presence with the apostles was clearly pointed out.
在中途大事录里面讲到圣神降临那一天，是很清楚指示圣母是当其时是同中途一起的。
The apostles were present in the upper room, and Mother Mary was there.
中途们都在这个楼上的楼房而圣母也都是存在
And we are told because Mother Mary was there they were of one heart and one mind
我们会看到是因为圣母的存在使他们同心合意这样
There is something very significant
这个是很关键的一件事
When the 12 apostles were with Jesus
当这个十二个中途和耶稣一起
They were fighting all the time
时时都在吵架
Who is greater and who is smaller?
邊個大邊個細
Saint Peter said, "I am the greatest."
彼得佢話：我就係最大嘅。
I have the keys of the kingdom.
我揸住天國嗰條門匙。
And John said, "You could have the keys."
約望中途話：咁你咪攞條鎖匙去咯。
But I have the heart of Jesus.
我就有耶穌嘅心。
because Jesus loved John more than the other.
And
Judas said, you have the keys, you may have the heart,
but
I have the money, so I am more important. They were fighting with each other. And the Gospels tell us this. But when they were with Mother Mary, like little children, they were together of one heart and one mind. How could Mother Mary do this? Because Mother Mary taught them how to surrender their lives to God. A total commitment of their life to God is what she achieved. When she was given the message by the angel, she said, here am I, your handmaid, let it be done to me according to your word. To that perfect commitment, Mother Mary could lead all the apostles. That's when they became ready for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. That's why I said Mother Mary prepared the apostles for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And Mother Mary will teach us as well. Mother Mary will teach us how to prepare ourselves for the coming of the Holy Spirit. Let me read for you from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 onwards. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth.
到了第六个月，天使加比厄尔奉天主差遣。
To a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph.
到一位童貞女那裡,
of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary.
童貞女的名字叫瑪利亞。
And coming to her, he said,
天使進去向她說,
Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you.
萬福充滿恩寵者,
but she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered in her heart what sort of greeting this might be.
她卻因這話驚惶不安，便思慮這樣的請安有什麼意思。
Then the angel said to her,
天使對她說,
Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God.
瑪利亞，不要害怕，因為你在天主前獲得了寵幸。Behold,
you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus.
看，你將懷孕生子，並要給他起名叫耶穌。He
will be great and will be called Son of the Most High.
他將是偉大的。
And the Lord God will give him the throne of David's father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end.
上主天主要把他祖先達美的預座賜給他，他要為王統治雅各伯家，直到永遠。
But Mary said to the angel,
瑪利亞便向天使說,
How can this be?
这是怎能成就?
Since I have no relations with a man. And the angel said to her in reply,
天使答复他说,
The Holy Spirit will come upon you.
圣神要临于你,
and the power of the Most High will overshadow you.
至高者的能力要庇荫你,
therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God.
因此那要诞生的圣者将称为天主的儿子。
And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her, who was called barren.
且看你的亲戚伊撒伯尔，她虽在老年，却怀了男胎，本月已六个月了，她原是素清不生育的。
For nothing will be impossible for God.
因为在天主前没有不能的事。
Mary said,
玛利亚说，
Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord.
看上主的婢女。
May it be done to me according to your word.
愿照你的话成就于我吧。
Then the angel departed from her.
天使便离开她去了。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
One thing we find here.
我哋喺度揾到一样嘢。
Mother Mary gets a promise.
圣母玛利亚获得咗一个许诺。
The Holy Spirit will come upon you.
圣神将临于佢。
The power of the Most High will overshadow you.
至高者嘅能力会庇荫佢。
This was the promise of the Holy Spirit.
呢个系圣神许诺咗嘅。
And Mother Mary was the first human person to get this promise.
而圣母玛利亚就系第一个嘅人。
The promise of the Holy Spirit. And that promise came to her at a very difficult moment in her life. She was betrothed to Joseph. And that's when the angel comes and tells her. She would conceive and bear a son. And everything looked upside down for her.
对佢嚟讲，哇！所有嘢都唔同，都要调转晒。
She was just betrothed to Joseph.
佢啱啱先同约瑟定咗婚。
How could she conceive and bear a son?
佢点可以怀孕生子啊
？She did not understand anything.
佢完全咩都唔明。
She was having no relations with Joseph.
佢同约瑟并冇任何关系嘅、哦。
How could a girl conceive and bear a son without being related to a man？
吓，如果佢唔认识男人，呢、这个女仔又点可以怀孕呢
？Even if that happens，
时间呢样嘢发生啦
，She would be stoned to death，
一定俾石头砸死啦。
That was the punishment meted out to the women who were unfaithful。
呢啲就系喺呢啲不忠信嘅女人身上所下嘅惩罚。
She would be considered unfaithful.
佢将会被讲为唔忠信。
Everything looked dark for her.
对，喺佢面前所有嘢都变得黑暗啦。
That's when the angel said three things to her.
就系咁样，天使就讲咗三样嘢俾佢听。
One, the angel said.
第一，天使话。
That this was the plan of God.
呢个系天主嘅计划。
God's own plan for the salvation.Of humankind,
是天主为救人类的计划
and she was taken in as a member of the human race from whom the Son of God will be born as man.
而佢就喺人类当中被拣选成为天主子嘅妈妈
She was offered a great role.In the history of salvation,
在救恩历史上，佢肩负咗一个好重要嘅角色。
By becoming the mother of the Savior,
就系要成为呢位救世主嘅妈妈。
The whole plan of God was revealed to her.
天主整盘计划就已经俾咗佢啦。
A second thing,
第二点
，the angel said to her,
天使同佢讲嘅系
，that this conception will not be the human way.
这个的怀孕孕育不会是好像 普通人那样
She would conceive and bear a son in the divine way
她会以神圣的方法怀孕
In the way of the Holy Spirit
是圣神用的方法
When she heard this
当她听到这样
She began to rejoice
她就开始喜乐婚姻了
And she began to sing Everybody began to sing.
人人都会唱这个。
Elizabeth began to sing.
伊丽莎白又唱。
And the baby began to dance.
BB 又开始跳。
Leap in the womb of Elizabeth.
在伊丽莎白的母腹里面开始跳跃。
So three things that happened to Mother Mary.
在玛利亚身上发生三样事。
She knew the plan of God.
她知道天主的计划。
She knew the power of God.
她知道天主的大能。
She knew the joy of the Lord.
她知道天主的喜乐。
when Jesus explained later what the Holy Spirit would do to us.
当耶稣稍后解释圣神会在我们身上做什么呢?
This is what Jesus said.
这个是耶稣讲的。
The Holy Spirit will do to us.
圣神会在我们身上工作。
First, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
首先圣神就是真理之神。
John chapter 16 verse 13.
约翰福音十六章十三节。
As the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit will reveal the whole truth. The Holy Spirit will reveal the whole truth.
那位真理之神要把你们引入一切真理。
The whole truth about the pregnancy of Mother Mary was that it was for the plan of God.
圣母玛利亚之所以怀孕的唯一真理就是这个是天主的计划
That was revealed to her
这个是启示了给她知道
Second, a human way of a woman conceiving is the way of a man relating to a woman
第二点就是当一个女人要怀孕她必须是认识个男人
The Holy Spirit is the power from above
而这个圣神呢是来自至高者的能力
Luke 24:49
路加福音第24章第49节
The power from above will come upon you
至高者的能力会来到你身上
Jesus said
耶稣说
Three, Jesus said the Holy Spirit will be the comforter
第三样 耶稣所说的圣神将会是一个安慰者
John chapter 16 verse 7
望福音十六章第七节。
What will the Comforter do?
这个护卫者会讲啲做啲咩
？The Comforter will enable us to rejoice.
护卫者会使到我哋欢欣踊跃。
My dear sisters and brothers，
各位亲爱嘅姊妹弟兄
，This is what Mother Mary was told by the angel。
呢个亦都系天使讲俾圣母听嘅。
And this is what Mother Mary experienced in her own life。
亦都系圣母自己喺。生命里边亲身经验嘅
，and this is what Mother Mary taught the apostles，
亦都系圣母教啲宗徒嘅
，preparing them for the coming of the Holy Spirit，
系准备佢哋迎接圣神嘅降临。
So my dear sisters and brothers， three rays of the Sacred Heart of Jesus reflected by the Immaculate Heart of Mother Mary。
所以我亲爱的弟兄姊妹透过圣母的心是反射出耶稣的三个光芒
The ray of total commitment to God
就是这个对天主完全委身的光芒
The ray of great love for the other
也是对别人生命近人的伟大的爱情
And the ray of the Holy Spirit
还有就是圣神的光芒
And this is what we are praying for today
这个也是我们今天祈祷的
That Mother Mary may intercede for us.
圣母玛利亚能够为我们代祷。
That we may commit our life totally to God.
我们能够完全委身给天主。
As Mother Mary said at Cana.
好似圣母在加纳所讲的。
Do what he tells you to do.
无论他叫你做什么你就照做。
This is going to be our concern in this world.
这个也是我们生于世上应该关心的事。
For our hearts to be patterned on the heart of Jesus and the heart of Mother Mary, this is what we must be doing.
这个应该是我们所做的就是我们的心应该是跟耶稣圣心圣母点圣心心心相印
total commitment to God
是完全委身给天主
Remember the question Jesus asked Simon Peter?
记不记得耶稣问西门伯多禄的问题
Simon, son of John, do you love me more than everything else? A question Jesus is asking us as well. Do you love me more than everything else? This is the commandment. To love God totally.
完全爱天主
to make God the aim of our life
使天主成为我们人生的终向
everything else is secondary
其他一切都是次等的
nothing is so important as our commitment to God
没有东西是比我们对天主的委身更重要
I may displease the whole world
我可能得罪全世界
But I have to please my God.
但係我必須要悦落我嘅天主。
I may disobey the whole world.
我可能會唔服從全世界。
But I must obey my God.
但我必須服從我嘅天主。
I may have no time for anyone in this world.
可能我冇時間俾世上任何一個人。
But I should have my time for my God.
但我必須有時間俾我嘅天主。
My God is the highest.
我嘅天主係至高嘅。
My God is the supreme.
我嘅天主係最崇高嘅。
My God is everything for me.
我嘅天主為我嚟講係一切。
This way we must be able to reflect from our hearts.
依樣必須係我哋心裏邊、心底裏邊發射出光芒。
A life is meant for God.
我哋嘅天主，我哋嘅心本來就係天主。
When I live for my God,
當我為天主而活
，God's power will come upon me.
天主嘅能力就會降臨喺我身上。
God's love will flow into me.
天主嘅愛會流入我心裏邊。
I will be able to know my God as my everything.
我會認識到天主就係我嘅一切。
I will be able to feel the security of living under the mantle of my God.
我會喺天主嘅庇蔭下明白我嘅安全就係投靠佢。
A second thing.
第二點。
To be concerned about everybody else.
都要關懷其他嘅人。
As the heart of Jesus is concerned about everyone,
因为耶稣嘅心同样关怀其他嘅人。
As Mother Mary is concerned about everyone,
好似圣母关心其他嘅人。
You and I shall be concerned about others.
你同我都必须要关怀其他嘅人。
Who am I concerned about?
到底我关心边个咧
？As someone said,
有人话
，I love myself.
我爱我自己。
And that's all what I love.
这个就是我所爱的一切。
Am I the center of my life?
我是不是自我中心了呢?
If I am the center of my life, I am wasting my life.
如果我真的自我中心的话，怎么真的浪费一生了?
If I live for myself,
如果我只是为自己而活,
for my pleasures,
为我自己的享乐,
for my comforts,
为我自己的舒畅,
for my needs,
为我自己的需要,
for my ideas,
为我自己的思想,
I'm wasting my life.
我就浪费我生命了。
Because I am the center of my life, as the center of my life, I take the place of God.
因为我以自己为咗中心嘅时候咧，即系我自己取代咗天主嘅中心位置。
I must be living for others.
我必须为其他人而生活。
If I'm a husband,
如果我一个丈夫
；If I'm a wife,
如果我一个妻子
；If I'm a son,
如果我一个儿子
；If I'm a teacher,
如果我一位老师
；If I'm a doctor,
如果我一位医生。
In whichever situation I am.
无论我是被放在任何的环境里面
My life will be in service.
我的生命都是时刻提供一个服务的
Say, Blessed Mother Teresa said,
真福德兰修女她说
I have seen poverty in Calcutta.
我在加尔各答见到这个贫民窟
But I have seenWorse property in the Western countries.
不過我在西方國家見到的情況更加慘重。
In the affluent countries.
那些富庶的地方。
The rich countries, in rich countries, I have seen the worst poverty.
在富庶的國家當中，我見到是最赤貧的東
西。The scarcity of love.
這一份缺乏的愛。
When there is scarcity of love,
如果当没了这份爱,
that's the most unbearable poverty.
是一个最难以忍受的贫穷。
This world is persecuted by such a scarcity, by such a poverty.
这个世界就是因为这份的欠缺就是被迫害。
Mother Mary's heart knew the problem at Cana and brought it to Jesus.And the miracle was done.
圣母玛利亚知道在加纳的这个难题就带去给耶稣这个问题就得以化解。
Same way my heart should be always sensitive to the needs of others.
同样我们的心必须是敏于别人的需要。
A third ray of light coming from Mother Mary.
第三道从圣母圣无玷圣心出的光芒。
Is to prepare us for the Holy Spirit.
就是要准备迎接圣神。
I had an experience.
我有一份经验。
Some years ago, We were giving a retreat in a parish.
幾年前我喺個堂區度帶備證。
We were two of us in the parish.
喺堂區裏邊，我哋兩個。
It was a small parish.
呢個細嘅堂區。
And we were giving talks early in the morning and late in the evening.
我哋係一清早同埋黃昏嘅時候教導你。
That's when the people are free to come to the church.
因為呢啲就係啲人得閒嚟聖堂嘅時候。
During daytime, we went round the families.
日頭嘅時候咧，我哋周圍去探訪啲家庭。
Talking to the people.
同啲人接觸傾偈。
Solving their problems.
解決佢哋嘅問題。
And comforting and consoling and praying for them.
為佢哋祈禱啦，安撫佢哋啦。
When we went to one family.
當我哋去到其中一個家庭。
It was a joint family.
一個係兩個家庭走埋一齊。
There were three families living under the same roof.
是三個家庭住在同一屋檐下。
A rather large house.
那是幾大間屋的。
The father and mother in one room.
爸爸媽媽就在其中一間房。
And the three brothers married in a room each.
其餘三個兄弟呢各自都已經成家立室了各有一間房
But the strange thing was
奇怪的事就是呢
They did not talk to each other
他們彼此不會聊天的、哦、
They were living as islands
只是好像一些荒島那樣群居而已
Always blaming each other
時時都怪責對方
Always shouting at each other
時時都大聲罵對方
The neighbors told us
鄰居都告訴我們
There was a fight every day
日日都是罵一頓交先的
And that's how that family lived as if in hell
這幾個家庭就好像生活在地獄一樣
So the two of us priests we said We have to do something about this
我們兩位神父就說、哎、我們一定要有些事做下
We went to that family
我們去到探訪這個家庭
And we began to talk to them
開始跟他們談了
We called all of them together.
聚集佢哋所有人一齐。
Though we called them together, they were staying as four units.
就算咧聚集埋佢哋一齐，佢哋好似四个独联体咁。
The father and mother one unit.
爸爸妈妈一党。
And the other three brothers with their own families a unit each.
而其他嗰三兄弟咧，各自自己一家人就一个组合啦。
And they began to blame each other.
開始你指責我，我指責你。
I could not make myself heard.
我完全講嘢都冇人聽啊。
Because they were accusing each other.
因為佢哋正在指控緊大家。
On top of my voice, I shouted, "You shut up!"
我於是乎揭私底裡咁話收聲。
Otherwise, there's no way of solving anything.
如果他們不收聲，我沒辦法解決他們的問題。
To my good luck, they stopped talking.
但真是好彩，終於他們都收聲
了。And I began to talk to them.
我就開始跟他們講。
Oh, I told them all the time you are doing this.
我就重複他們剛才一路做緊嘅嘢。
You're blaming each other.
你哋互相指責。
You're accusing each other.
互相指控。
You're fighting with each other.
你鬧我，我鬧你。
This is a hell, isn't it?
係咪好似生活喺地獄咁啊？你
And one of them said hell would be better than this.
其中一個話：，哎，住喺地獄都可能好過而家。
Hell would be a bit, little more comfortable than this.
地獄應該舒適過而家啩
？I said, why do you want to waste your life like this?
我就問啦，咁點解你要仲要咁樣浪費你自己嘅生命咧
？I talked to them for a long time.
我同佢哋傾咗好耐。
And I thought I should read.A scripture passage.
我就谂啦，不如应该系咪同佢哋读一篇圣经章节咧
？I opened the gospel.
我打开福音。
To my great surprise, the passage I saw was this that I read out to you.
我好震惊嘅咧，就系正正我啱啱读俾你听嘅呢个。
Luke chapter 1 verses 26 to 38.
路加福音第一章36至38。
The passage about the Annunciation.
讲紧呢个圣母领报。
I wonder in the beginning how can I apply this passage to this situation?
我开始时候谂，点样将呢一个嘅故事套落而家佢哋咁嘅处境咧？
But then it occurred to me.
不過終於咧有救啦。
The Holy Spirit inspired me.
聖神物感我。
Mother Mary is praying for this family.
聖母瑪利亞正在為呢家庭代禱緊。
Only a mother's love can bring any sort of unity to this family.
唯有媽媽的愛才能夠帶動這個家庭團結。
I told them about Mother Mary.
我開始跟他們說關於聖母瑪利亞。
How Mother Mary prepared the apostles for the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
我告訴你聽聖母怎樣預備這些宗徒迎接聖神。
I began to speak to them about Mother Mary.
我開始跟他們說關於聖母。
Then one thing I noted.
接着我就留意到一件事了。
The whole atmosphere changed.
整个气氛都改变了。
When I began to speak about Mother Mary,
当我一开口讲圣母呢，
there was a peace spreading in the heart of everyone.
你感到有一份平安呢，影响着每一个人的心。
And they, one after the other, they began to shed tears.
一个一个就开始流泪了。
I could feel the presence of Mother Mary so tangibly over there.
我能够很明显地看到圣母的临在。
And we prayed the rosary.
我们就开始念玫瑰经祈祷了。
Everybody knelt down even before my asking this.
我未要求啫，他们一个一个咁就跪低咗啦。
And all of us on our knees, we prayed the rosary.
我们就系咁样一齐跪喺度念玫瑰经。
At the end of it.
最尾呢，
the eldest brother told me,
大哥呢就告诉我，
Father, you tell us what to do and we are here to obey you.
神父你来告诉我们怎么做，我们一定会听你说的。
I had studied the whole problem before.
我之前都研究过整个难题。
The problem was about partition.
这个难题就是大家都分党分派。
All the three brothers were fighting with each other with the little property the parents had.
我们三兄弟就为了爸爸妈妈的小小的产业就吵架。
And the parents were not ready to give it either.
而父母呢从来都没有准备好说将分家产的。
We had studied the whole problem before.
我们之前已经研究过这个问题。
And we prayed.
我们都祈祷。
And I gave them a solution.
然后我给了一个解决方法。
And everybody said, Father, thank you.
个个人都话多谢你啊，神父。
And there was peace and joy in that family.
你见到呢家人咧，开始有平安有喜乐。
Hallelujah.
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 My dear sisters and brothers.
各位亲爱嘅姊妹弟兄。
Mother Mary is a great joy to the heart of every one of us.
圣母玛利亚对我哋每个人人心嚟讲，都系一份最大嘅喜乐。
When we pray to Mother Mary.We will feel her presence spreading joy and peace into our hearts.
当我们去祈求圣母的时候，一定会感觉这份很大的平安喜乐散布在我们心。
Today, as we celebrate the feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mother Mary, let us be devoted to her.
当我们今天庆祝圣母无玷圣心，让我们虔敬孝爱她。
Let's be able to experience Mother Mary'sIntercession in our lives.
好能够在我们人生里面经验祂的临在。
Let's all stand.
我们一起站立。
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you,